You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Analysis with over 70 years combined experience. This is the Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast.
NBA, some college, a little bit of everything.
You know what can I say? But it wasn't going to happen here with him. I was okay with it because it wasn't about talent, I didn't think.
All right, let's get right to it.
Welcome, everybody. It is the Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, Tangway, along for the ride, Zoom and Pod. And as you can tell, Bob's not here. I'm going to be talking to Bob later in the week because Mr. Goodman and Mr. Ryan are so freaking important that their schedules, I cannot get both of them to do
it. I'm traveling this week. Listen, this is on me.
Pipe down, please.
This is my fault. This is my fault because my schedule was such this week that, I'm going to be out in Sioux Falls in Vegas for the rest of the week. So,
well, good for you on Vegas. Sioux Falls, I'm not so sure. But, you know, the Hall of Famer, Mr. Ryan, is occupied this weekend when we're recording this. So, anyways, I'll talk to him later on in the week. Anyways, this Pod of Zoom is brought to you by our good friends at FanDuel. Snap in action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book and the official partner of the CLNS Media Network. Okay, this is what we're going to talk. I want to talk about Joe Mazzulla. We haven't talked about him yet. The body language that I've seen in some of the interviews, and for some things I've read, you refer to the Athletic interview with Marcus Smart gone and that kind of out of the way, he seems to be more relaxed. Is it simply the absence of Smart or having a second year under his belt?
I think it's a combination of everything, right? Last year, he was thrown into it. He was the interim. He was the interim at this time. And the thing was a mess because you had Marcus Smart, who clearly wanted Ime there, right? You had Jaylen Brown, who I think clearly, maybe not as openly, wanted Ime there. So I think it was hard for him right away from that standpoint. He had to worry about everything he said and did because he was the interim. He was just trying to get the job.
And he was very defensive with the media. My God.
Yeah,
he was
all so year.
Very yes. defensive. And I'm not seeing that now.
He's obviously, I think enough people have talked to him, Gary. I think enough people in the offseason have said to him, hey, listen, it's not going to behoove you to have that type of a relationship with the media. And the fans, that's how they're going to perceive you because they're seeing these interactions you have with the media, how you're short. It's not even that he's like going at him that often. You had a couple instances of that. But for the most part, it's really the short answers. And those make it look like you're arrogant when you don't expand. Brad Stevens never said shit. But you know what? He talked for a while. He would smile. He would go on and just, but he never said anything quotable ever. Well, Joe Mazzulla is actually more quotable. He's been very short. And I think now he's got the interim tag gone. He's got Marcus Smart gone. He's got Grant Williams gone. He's got Malcolm Brogdon gone. Those were the three hardest guys for him to handle, from what I've been told. And so it's like a breath of fresh air, a new start, because he's got now, you know, Peyton Pritchard's coachable. Tatum, we know, is his guy. Porzingis and Drew Holiday are brand new, and he's got a year under his belt. So they're not, like, judging him based on being second-row Joe. they're judging him now coming in as newcomers as Joe Mazzulla, the head coach, not the interim head coach.
Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, including spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and kick off the NFL season. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Massachusetts. Hope is here. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. Right. And also the experience after you do it for a season, let's face it. You know, we all remember the first year we were on a job where you got the big job, where you're at a certain level. You question whether you're ready to be there. You have your own insecurities. Now he's been there a year. He understands what he can do. He also understands the roster he has. I mean, my God, Jeff, and I don't mean to devalue the coaches or what a coach means to an NBA team. But with this roster, he doesn't have to do a whole lot of coaching, in my opinion. Don't screw it up.
I'll tell you what, I watched his first preseason game just now against the Sixers, and obviously they didn't have Embiid or Harden, so you don't really care, right?
Whatever. It's
but he played the starters like the first three quarters, and just looking at him and Jrue Holiday, how understated he is, just does all the right things on the court, and you see Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Porzingis, Jrue Holiday, Horford, Derek White. Like that six is better than any six in the world. Any six anybody's going to put out there in the NBA.
Yeah.
And again, you're talking their top four are four of the top 50 players in the NBA. Those top four, Jrue Holiday and Porzingis. And Porzingis is the one that kind of, again, everybody's looking at and like trying to figure out, okay, what's he going to be like? Because you know what Jrue Holiday is going to be. Right. You know what he's going to be. He's going to be an elite defender. He's going to move the ball. He's not going to force anything. He's not going to say a whole lot. Porzingis, though, to me, again, he made his first like four shots, and just how he scored and how he moved the ball was very impressive. But he scored in a lob. He scored a couple threes. He put it on the floor and drove to the hoop. You know, he could score in the mid post. Like that's the one thing that, again, and Bob, with a mea culpa, you know, said when they first got him, I don't like him because he's a three-point shooter and that's all he can do. And then Bob did a little more research because he played in Washington where nobody watched their games. And he said, okay, I'm taking a mulligan here. I screwed up. He can do more than that. And we saw that even tonight. I know, again, it's in exhibition play. I know it doesn't mean anything, but it does in a standpoint of Mazzulla played him a lot together to get him reps. Like, normally you're not having those dudes play that many minutes in preseason game number one, but you need to get their chemistry, especially with those six guys. You got to get them a lot of minutes together right now, you know, just to come out of the gate strong.
Did you know J.J. Redick? Do you know him at all?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I covered him at Duke. Sure.
Okay, yeah, I knew you covered him at Duke, but I wasn't sure if you crossed paths at ESPN or not.
I covered him in high school. In AAU in high school.
Jeff, you've covered everybody in high school. But there was talk because Mazzulla went on his podcast and they're good friends. And I didn't know that Mazzulla offered Redick a chance to be an assistant coach with the Celtics. So there was talk of that. How would J.J. Redick have been a fit as an assistant coach with the Celtics?
Awesome. J.J. Redick can do whatever the hell he wants to do.
You're a fan.
He's the best NBA analyst there is out there right now. He's the best because I think he's the most honest.
Right.
I think he's the most honest. I think the way he looks at the game, the way he stands up for certain things he believes in. I think J.J. Redick is absolutely tremendous at what he does and would be an elite assistant coach. But you already have one Duke assistant, former Duke guy, Emil Jefferson. You can't have too many Dukies. You can't have too many. But what I will say, Gary, is when I watch Missoula talking to J.J. Redick, you know what I said? That's the Joe Mazzulla I know. He had his hat on. He was loose. He was really, really good and at home with a guy that he felt comfortable. He just wasn't there with the local media last year. I think he got better. He came right out of the gates this year at Media Day, came right in and made a joke to young Bobby Manning from CLNS Network about a media pickup game. So right away, like, he's trying to show that he's working on it. But he's got it in him, like I've told you all last year. He has it in him, and hopefully now there's a little bit more comfortability.
So you mentioned Pritchard, and God bless this kid. God bless America. Peyton Pritchard gets an extension and gets himself $30 million.
How much did Jonathan Taylor make, by the way, from the the Indianapolis Colts, who's one of the top running backs in the NFL? How much money is he making? Not much more than Peyton Pritchard, correct?
I was going to say in the NFL, and it's not guaranteed.
Isn't it crazy, though? An elite running back is making similar money to the third string point guard.
And Peyton will see all of that money.
Yes.
The running, you know, Jonathan may not.
Right.
He's got
some of it's guaranteed. Some of it's
guaranteed, but not all of it. That's all. I mean, in the NFL, only the big guys, you know, eventually get all their money, but like the quarterbacks and stuff. But I mean, for Pritchard, I thought he was going to be gone. I thought he was going to be gone. And then, you know, he had a turnaround and got an opportunity, and there you go.
Well, because again, Smart and Brogdon are both gone, and you replaced them with Drew Holiday. And let's face it, you know, Drew Holiday and Derek White are going to play a lot of minutes.
Oh, yeah.
But they're both going to – they're not playing 80 games apiece.
Well, yeah. I mean, Pritchard is not going to kill you.
No.
I mean, he's not going to hurt you. I'm not saying – we all know his value. I mean, he's not going to go – He's a nice player. He's fine.
You know what he is, though? Here's what I think he gives this team that they need. He gives them – you need a little energy because, again, we've talked about this. This team doesn't have a lot of energy players.
Yeah.
Right?
He's a spunky kid.
You kind of need that a little bit with this group.
Right.
And I think Peyton will be valuable for that coming off the bench. Now, again, how many minutes he's going to play? Well, I think he's going to have a consistent role off the bench. And then when Derek White or Drew Holiday aren't in the lineup, which, again, I would expect both to play 70 games. So that right there, that's 20 games. That's a quarter of the games where Peyton Pritchard will be the first guard off the bench getting 20-something minutes a game.
Right.
He'll play. And honestly, Gary, that money is 4 years, $30 million.
It's nothing.
$7.5 million is not that much anymore.
What if there was an app that used AI and machine learning to suggest smart sports bets? Well, there is. It's called Odds Are. It's the mobile app you need to know what bets of the day are the smart ones. Download the app, sign up for an account, and let the latest data analysis guide you through today's point spreads, money lines, and over-unders. If you see green, that's a smart bet. If you see yellow, you're on your own. If you see red, don't do it. Odds Are, it doesn't take your bet. It makes you better at it. With Odds Are on your mobile phone, you're a tap away from making a smart play. It's smart betting made simple. Find the Odds Are app in the App Store or on Google Play. Get a 2-week free trial. It's just $10 a month after that. The casinos and sportbooks want you to bet. Odds Are want you to win. So go get it. The Bob Ryan and Jeff Goodman podcast listeners actually have a special deal too. Get your first 30 days of the app free. Just go to oddsare.com/BobJeff to download the app. That's oddsare.com/BobJeff. 30 days of smart betting, free. We'd call that a winning bet.
I just remember when Scalabrine got the deal, you know, and I said, that's Scalabrine money. That's what that is. That's Scalabrine money. You know, it's not a lot, no. But it is. But when you think about a kid, you know, I'm just putting myself in Pritchard's shoes. Like, boy, I don't know if I'm going to be in the league. I may get caught. Because for a while there, he was the darling. Then we never saw him. And now all of a sudden he's got himself $30 million guaranteed. So good for him.
Yeah,
that's all I have to say about that. Let's talk about the Golden State Warriors for a minute, because this didn't really sink in until their first game. But how is the combination of Chris Paul and Steph going to work, where Steph can be off the ball? And how does that affect the entire backcourt of Golden State? And is this going to make Steph a better player, a different player? What is that dynamic going to be like?
I mean, I think Steve Kerr's got to figure it out, right? Like, how efficient are they? And honestly, in a way, it might allow Steph to be healthier when the playoffs come around, right? He doesn't have to do as much in the offensive end with Chris Paul handling the ball. You know, now you can play him off the ball. He's obviously running off a lot of screens, which I think he did a lot more when he was younger, to be honest. But I think they'll figure it. I mean, Chris Paul isn't what he was. He's not what he was either. So, you know, are we talking about Chris Paul was a major deficiency on the defensive end last year? Major.
Oh, right.
So that's the other part. Is Chris Paul ultimately, is he a second unit guy? Is that what he becomes at 37 years old this year? A second unit guy who comes in off the bench. And again, then you got to figure out what's your best lineup really in the playoffs. Does it involve Chris Paul and Steph? And each one, you get it, you go. And you're going to run a lot of ball screen stuff, obviously, with Chris Paul. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. The other dynamic is Chris Paul, the person. You know, Chris Paul gets compared a lot. The people that I talk to in the NBA, you know who they compare him to in the NFL? Russell Wilson.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Use your own judgment there, but you can probably figure out why.
Well, you also know he's been on a lot of teams. Been on a lot of teams, and there was high hopes for those teams when he arrived.
Yes.
And they didn't deliver with the Clippers.
He's always hurt.
The Clippers, then with the Suns. Yep. And now he's over here with Golden State. So we'll see. But it's interesting, Jeff, that you said, will he come off the bench? Because I didn't even consider that. But you're right. He might be the guy to come off the bench. Yeah. And in the playoffs, it probably depends on matchups. And it could be a situation where he doesn't start a game in the playoffs, but he finishes a game, depending on what the situation is.
But yeah, he might play 25 minutes. And as I said, when we started on this, is Steph is fresher. The other thing this might be able to do, if you're playing Chris Paul 25 minutes a game, you know what he might be? Healthy in the playoffs
right.
for once.
I just like a guy who's a pass first option with that unit. You know, I just like the, I really wasn't thinking about defense at all, which shows you where my head's at. I was just I want to see these guys like play 3-on-3. I mean, or in a half court set, I'm anxious to see how they would work together. I think it could be really fun to watch, but you're right. Defensively, the whole schedule, 82 games, you know, 48 minutes a night, all that. That's an issue. He's not going to do that.
You know what I don't worry about? Anybody getting along with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Anybody. Off the court or even the ego.
Does this help Klay at all?
I don't know if it helps Klay, but the dynamic I want to see is the Draymond Chris Paul personality.
Oh, yeah, something could go down in a locker room.
Totally.
Yeah, something's going to go down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Draymond's bigger than Chris.
Yeah, Chris doesn't want to mess with Draymond.
No, he might want to have his insurance agent with him.
Yeah,
he might want to deal with that. Jeffrey, a pleasure, my friend. We know you have a busy week. We'll be catching up with Bob Ryan in another podcast, and we'll get you guys back together the following week. Safe travels, my friend.
Thanks, Gary. We'll talk soon.
All right, man. This is Zoom and Pod, brought to you by FanDuel. Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book, and the official partner of the CLNS Media Networks. New FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. Plus, all customers who bet $5 will get $100 off NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube,
at YouTube TV.